he'd been telling one of his cousins, this boy, he'd been telling one of his cousins he'd been scooping me, and so he called me on a friendly basis, you know.
That's true.
He told me about all his cousins. I was just crying.
Where are your paternal grandparents from?
Well, they were from this Long Canyon vicinity here.
Mm-hmm.
They were Irish.
Were they,
my grandmother's mother was a the English stopped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Irish. And my mother was English, you know. I'll show you the coats of arms directly.
Oh, good.
This thing hanging at me. I'd like you to tell me what this
is. Well, I'd like to. It's a ticket from Davison's.
In that Hawaii.
Inventory. It just has just a tag from Davison's. It just has the numbers.
Oh, that's where she bought my chairs.
Let's see. Can you tell me a little bit about Loganville? About how big it is and what, you know, interesting.
I think, when I was in college, I didn't tell you this first. When I was in college, I came home Christmas, or whenever I came home. Yes, it was Christmas. Then you'd be talking every day, you know. When I was schooling, I was 15 years old. Finished high school at 15. And when I came home, I said, well, Papa, nobody ever seemed to have heard of Loganville. He said, well, what should they? I said, well, come on, it's a city where I live. I said, how many people are here? He said, how many did you tell the girls were in your hometown? I said, about 2,500. He said, it must be about 600. I took this wind out of my sails. But there must be, now this clothing manufacturing is supposed to make Loganville what it is.
Oh, that's right. There's
a little man can buy his clothes here.
That's right. There's an outlet store. I've heard
no.
of it.
No.
Isn't there?
No, it's right in the manufacturing place.
Oh.
They can buy clothes right here. It's not seconds or anything. The outlet store here's your out.
Mm-hmm.
This is not.
Well, that's good.
You know, I can buy nice clothes. Well, they're not like the Freeman or whatever you call them. Hickey Freeman. And those. But then they're nice, good. In the manufacturer right here.
Well, that's good.
And there's one other in the state. It's for desk clothes for men and boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place. And the people are Jewish, and they're just marvelous citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got our post office.
Oh.
The year they bought $9,000 worth of stamps. And see, they could send it all down
to
Highway Express, but they didn't do it. They bought it from, you know, to help the town to show you how marvelous they are. My brother saw in the land had a manufacturing place there.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to sell it because it was valuable property down the highway.
Sure.
But in order to help the town, he didn't have it. And it was a low price. But,
Well, do you know about what the population of Loganville
is? I think this is conservative, but someone has told me recently there are about 1,300 people.
Good gracious. And,
The city. Well, the city lands a suburb, and you knew that.
Well,
I mean, it's the only painting I have. My painting's all burned. I had 150. More than
100. That's a lovely painting.
But that's still life. It's the only thing I have. I mean, it isn't very good work. It's not anything I would prize at all. And they put in Monroe a year or so ago, they're going to have an art show for Walton County. They sent here to the channel I painted and everything was destroyed. I had 150 pieces of French apple channel that I painted. But that's the only painting I had. And so this man in Monroe put that mat around. You should look at it.
It's very attractive.
Well, that mat isn't it?
Well, it's a pretty painting.
But it's just a still life. I had such lovely olive and watercolors. It's sick to think about it. But
what's the economy of Loganville based on size?
There's nothing easy with that. Everybody here works. No, nobody farms. Mm-hmm. Everybody who works in the matter. In the morning, around 6 o'clock, 5:30, up to 6:30. These roads are full. It's like an exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody works in the matter.
Mm-hmm. So they go to the suburb of Loganville to work.